We learned today of the death of a woman you may have heard on our program. Our colleague Melissa Block interviewed her this past June, and Melissa has this remembrance.
Miriam Engelberg was a self-taught cartoonist who drew what she called a memoir in comics about having breast cancer. Miriam Engelberg died yesterday of complications from that disease. I spoke with her about her book, Cancer Made Me a Shallower Person. How hard was it, or maybe how easy was it, to find the humor in what you were going through?
It's totally a defense mechanism, I'm sure, but I'd be going through something, and even while it was awful and scary, I would have some kind of idea. For example, when I had to do my first CT scan, and it looked like I was going to be metastatic, and it was an awful time, and I had to go into the dressing room, and there was a diagram of how to put on the three-armed gown. And it's this really complicated thing to put on, so there you are, you know, anxious, scared, and then you have to try to look at this diagram and figure out how to get this thing on. And so I immediately, after the CT scan, I jotted down three-armed gown, and I even did a little sketch of the diagram so that I could put it in my cartoon.
Miriam Engelberg's comic strips are simple and sometimes laugh-out-loud funny. She drew cartoons about losing her hair and buying a blue wig, about how solving crossword puzzles or watching bad television soothed her stress, and about how left out she felt watching other couples raise their children. And of course, it was not all humorous.
My son was 4 when I was first diagnosed, and he's now 9, and now I'm metastatic, which means the cancer has spread, so it'll never completely leave me unless they come up with some miracle drug. So for me, that's been the hardest part. I can make fun of the three-armed gown, the MRI, but when it comes to family, I have tried to include them in the cartoons, but it's much harder because that's the point where it really does feel very scary and heartbreaking to me, and it's harder for me to find a comic twist that I can put on it.
Miriam Engelberg was 48 years old. Her webpage, which she updated often, now tells us that she died at home in San Francisco, peacefully, in the presence of her family and friends.